Thank you for being here. We'll get started with Q&A with Tori. Put a few more people in here. We are recording. Please raise your hands and we'll call on you. Start off with Nick DeCoro.
Hey, Tori. I don't have my binoculars up here, but it looked like maybe Luke Weaver was out there playing catch or even throwing a flat ground, or someone was. Was that Luke? What's going on with him?
Yeah, Luke is here. He's going to throw a bullpen here with us today, so you probably saw that right. We'll just make sure that he is continuing to progress and stay on the path that he was on. You know, obviously getting very close. I told you he's under strong consideration to make a start here with us before he was clipped in the contact tracing. But so we'll see how he feels after the bullpen today and figure out what the next steps are. Merrill Kelly will throw a second bullpen tomorrow and continues to feel good, strong, healthy. And Cole Calhoun will be here with us today and taking BP with us. He's continuing to increase that running program, but still not taking live at bats where he's run out of the box yet. Those will be the next steps.
Zach?
Can you tell us about your roster move today? And I guess if how sending down Humberto affects your rotation going forward?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts, obviously, to our rotation, a couple spots in our rotation. Mejia did a fantastic job. I've been talking to you about the presence and the stuff, and we just felt like that we were going to have a need for a bullpen arm and then in several days make a decision as to who will start on Mejia's day. And getting Poppin back here is well deserved. You know, he's throwing the ball extremely well when he was here. We encouraged him to go down and work on a couple of things, which he did. And we want to continue to evaluate him here and make decisions on which direction we're going to go moving forward for the rest of this month and next year. So we loved what we saw from Poppin, and this is well deserved.
David Brandt.
Hey, Tori, I know you talked about this at least once before, but especially as a team that's kind of trying to evaluate some younger players, are you cool with the September 1st, you know, expansion to just 28 guys, or do you wish it was still 40? Do you think it should be something in between? Just what's kind of your view on what the roster size should be for September?
You know, talk to me at the end of next year, or, you know, and I'll have a totally different answer for you, right? I think a playoff team, you want to have 28 and you want to be able to play against 28 or somebody driving towards a playoff team. But if you're evaluating, I'm going to want as many as possible. So that's where I'm at right now. We'll figure out who the best 28 are to go out there and evaluate. And we have to also be mindful that there's going to be a AAA season that's continuing to be played all the way through September. So we can transition guys in and out, knowing that they're ready to go, and we can continue to evaluate them. So I like the idea of the shortened rosters. I think it's more manageable inside of your clubhouse, and then more manageable once you get between the white lines to play the guys and also be able to understand how the opposition is going to start to maneuver. At times, a full 40-man roster can get challenging. So I want to evaluate as many players as possible. You can see what's happening here, and we're going to give that time to those guys, those players. And knowing that there's a full month of minor league baseball, we'll continue to evaluate what's going on down there as well.
About this over the weekend when I was not working, but has any news, have you heard anything about when Caleb's appeal is going to be? And is there anything on that front?
Yes, I did get information. So it'll be our off day, September the 2nd, will be his hearing. I meant to pass that along to you guys a couple days ago, but nobody asked about it, and I forgot, so I apologize.
Evan Thompson?
Tori, since you're not in contention for a division title right now, I was wondering if the fact that the Aces are currently in the hunt for a postseason berth has any effect on your roster decisions.
Yeah, it's a very fair question, right? I'll let the front office and Josh Barfield in particular, figure out what's best for the Reno Aces and where they're trying to go and what they're trying to do. And, you know, I know that everybody's mindful that we're trying to win as many games here at the big league level as possible too. So it's not just instructional league here. We want to perform. We want to perform at a high level, and we want to evaluate that performance as well. So there's a balance there. There's a sweet spot. And I'm sure that you know, there are priorities. And I think priority number one is what's happening here at the big league level.
Any answer for Tori? Any questions? All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Tori.